Enough gay stuff. Let's get into Gay Rant with Eric Starr. Oops, wrong one.
Did you say grits?
Grits.
With yeah. grits.
Grits Sapphire. Grits.
Oh,
that's his rap name.
Eric Starr. Talking about a bunch of gay
stuff. We had to spend a lot of money to reproduce the original Gay Rant intro just for Eric Starr.
Well, I feel like we already talked about a lot of gay stuff.
This is Thanksgiving gay stuff, though.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Okay, I don't know. I guess I'm kind of, I don't know if anybody else has any family drama, but it always seems to come out during the holidays. And so mine has came out during Thanksgiving, before Thanksgiving started. And I think next year I'm just going to pack my bags and just go out of town to California.
Go to Florida. It's nice out there.
Come to a Friendsgiving with us on Friday.
Oh, yeah.
Where's that at?
What kind of drama, though? What are we?
I don't know. So I guess I I'm hosting Thanksgiving at my place. So
for your whole family or friends or both?
Family. Okay. All right. Family. So then everyone's supposed to bring a side. Mom's cooking the turkey.
Yeah.
And so I had set a time because in my family, everyone either runs late or they have prior engagements that they want to go take care of or like whatever. So I'm like, okay, you know what? We're going to start eating no matter if you're there or not at least by 2 o'clock.
Okay.
And I'm going to allow anybody to come pick up a plate, whatever, between, you know, up until 5 o'clock. And then I'm going to go to the movies after that. Because I don't want to go to the movies in the evening. There's nothing else to do.
Right. Yeah. You've done everything.
You're sitting around the house. You already ate.
It'll be packed. Nothing. On Thanksgiving.
Yeah. Bars are open.
Yeah. Or I go to the movies or I go to the bar.
Right.
Or
you go, you're going to go out and do something instead of stay at home.
Yeah. Exactly. Right.
Or you go hit Black Friday up.
Yeah.
That's the next day.
So then one of my
others. It's like that night.
What?
It's like later on that night.
You just buy everything online.
Oh, well, yeah. I don't do Black Friday. No. It's too much.
I usually go after.
Old people do Black Friday.
And then I'll go afterwards to see what's left.
Oh, yeah. I do this, yeah.
Like, or just go shop on Amazon.
Yeah.
They got everything there.
And then they have Cyber Monday.
Yeah.
Okay. But, so.
You got to have a cell phone.
I know.
You got to have internet.
Anyway, so one of my siblings got upset saying that I said that I was only having Thanksgiving for 1 hour. And that if I was going to have it for 1 hour, that's ghetto, and that she wasn't going to come.
One of your family members.
Yeah. And I was like, okay, no problem. If you want to come, the door's open. If you don't, no problem. It's not going to bother me any.
But isn't the whole point to get together
exactly.
and be with people you love and know, you know, like or whatever, tolerate?
But I'm not going to go out of my way to try to convince somebody to come when they don't want to come.
Right.
So, I mean.
Especially when you're going out of your way to host it at your house.
Exactly. So, I'm like, whatever. But next year, I'm probably going to go out of town or something like that.
And just not even be here for it.
And my mom was thinking the same thing. She said, well, if you go out of town, I'm going to go with you because I don't want to be here.
You're the whole point I want to leave. That's what you told your mom.
I'm her scapegoat.
Yeah.
Well, Eric told me that he wanted to come, so I just went with him.
So what did we learn? Keep your family drama until after Thanksgiving? At least that night.
Or just don't be with your family on Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
Don't be with your family on Thanksgiving.
That sounds awesome.
I would say
just
like, turn down negativity in your life.
Eat and go to the strip club.
That too. Buffet style.
Go to King's Cabaret and look at some old.
You got a promo code or anything? What's the password for the door?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Knock three times.
Talk to Ted. He's
it's $10 at the door.
And then I've learned that straight guys like booty juice too.
Right.
Hey,
we learned a lot today, and the show's just getting started.
Hey,
this has been Gay Rant with Eric Starr.
Eric Starr.
No. Not that kind of booty juice.
What was that, high man?
Not no man's booty juice.
All right.